Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the PRA Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Sam. And if you're new to this podcast, I started this because I believe in growth through progression and what it can provide for the fulfillment of life. I believe in growing together and achieving our own versions of success. So I provide insight via videos, life lessons, messages, interviews, perspectives, and methods to help transform conformity to visionary. So I'm using these platforms to tell people's stories and figure out just how the progression of improvement assisted in that fulfillment. So thank you guys for listening. As always, you know, don't forget to favorite the podcast and don't forget to follow me on any social media at SMartinezIV. So without further ado, let's get into the episode. Good vibes and God bless. Hey, what's up, guys? I got about 4 minutes. I'm picking up my daughter right now, but I just wanted to hop on real quick and talk about something very brief and something serious, though. And that is, you know, it's really hard to distinguish making the right decision. It's really hard to distinguish where you should go next in life. And that's where I'm at, you know. Sometimes it's hard to be able to figure out everything that has come into play as far as right now and how to digest that, not judge yourself by it, but continue to make the best decisions presently from it. Now today, hey, what's going on, Anna? I really appreciate you coming on. Like I said, I just got a few minutes before I'm getting my daughter, so I just wanted, you know, I had lunch with my mom today. It was the first time in a while that we actually sat down, had a great connected conversation. But she was talking to me about, you know, all the things that she wants to be remembered for, right? And it can be very hard to think about because a lot of people think about death as being very morbid. But when you can come to grips with what death really is, it allows you to be more at peace with your decisions because you know not to throw a lot of judgment towards the past decisions that you made that have wound you up in the position that you are. But it's completely natural to feel that way. But one thing that you want to be able to do is you want to be able to release that. I always say hope is for the past, faith is for the future, and you know, you are the past. So anything that you decide right now is what is exactly that is supposed to happen. But to go with that, you also have to take into account that you need to have the best intentions in doing so from here on out. So for example, like, you know, I think a lot of us kind of get into that realm where and I've done it too, you know, you excessively drink to escape the reality, you do drugs, you do all this stuff, right? You get addicted to other things. But I think that instead of tying our identities to the judgment or tying our identities to these specific instances, and it kind of trickles. So like whenever you start to judge yourself in the past, you're hoping that you're not going to make those same mistakes, right? So it thwarts your faith for the future, when in reality, if you can just maintain your sense of presence and make the best decisions possible as of right now, it's really the best thing that you can do, regardless of anything. Now, there's a lot of things that I'm going through currently, you know, that I have to be poised with. I can't judge the people that are doing these things to me or whatever. I can't judge and I can't sit there and blame life for what it's doing to me. All I can do is accept things and know that it's all happening for me. So I have two options, and we all have these options, and these options are like you can either choose to continue in the direction that you're going and continue to, you know, think of different ways to, you know, get creative in judging yourself and justify certain actions. But eventually, like, what happens is the more you continue down this path of, you know, judgment or you know, not being sure or all this stuff, it allows for a lot of other things to seep in. So if you weren't feeling doubtful already, you're definitely feeling doubtful. And I just did a podcast on inflictions that's going to be released on Monday, and it's talking about that. See, because when our ego and our expectations and our excuses kind of ramp up, what happens is like we literally stop having faith for the future because we're judging ourselves so harshly, and our value, the value of our own worth, is depleted. So what I was telling my mom today, because she's really like gung-ho about changing all of her habits and just changing her life and stuff like that. And I think we all get to that point where we want to change our habits, because I just got to it last year, you know, like I was like, what am I doing? I need to change my habits. I'm not good at self-regulation. I'm not doing all these things that I should be doing. And one of the main things that helped me a lot in realizing my potential and realizing what I really wanted to do and not forcing anything, like not forcing me to be something I'm not, not forcing me to post something I'm not, not forcing me to try and make all this money, because that wasn't what it was about. It was about me putting so much emphasis and focus on what I needed to happen, right? Like, we always need something to happen, but like I told my mom, like, the minute that your intentions are to try and make something happen, you switch into manipulation. And that is not truth, and that is not love. And love and truth are some of the highest vibrations that you can feel. And until you actually get in a vibrational wavelength that is going to match what you want, you're only going to get what you put out. So, like, my mom used to get very frustrated, and I used to get very frustrated and lash out at people who wouldn't change, who weren't like me, right? But realistically, because I would greet those instances and greet these frustrations with such anger, with such frustration, that's exactly what I would get back. When I started treating things with compassion, when I started treating things with love, when I started treating things with acceptance and not judgment, that's when I started getting that reciprocated feeling. So yeah, you know, my bank account isn't really the best in the world. And I was telling my mom this, like, you know, it doesn't, like, you need money to survive, but you shouldn't survive to need money. That's not what it's about. It's about the value and the connection and the amount of empathy that you're willing to dish out on other people. So that's why I talk about, you know, gratitude for today, momentum for tomorrow, energy for the world, empathy for others, and awareness for ourselves. Because when you recycle these things, you start to realize that it's not about happiness at all. It's not about reaching this pinnacle of I made it. It's about loving the totality in all of it. The power of contrast is, you know, good's up here, bad's down here, we're right here. We got free will, we can make choices, so we're right here. Inherently, you know, when we don't have bad in our lives, when we don't have the things that are allowing us to change, we're being forced to be good, which is inherently evil. You need bad in order to become good. You have to go through certain things, just like your child has to fall in order to walk. There's a lot of things where people think that, you know, it's all just, you can't fail. I can't fail. And so they fail before they even start. But reality is, you've got to fail forward. That's what it's about. But yeah, I just wanted to get on here and kind of just spew out something I was thinking. Cause, you know, my mom and I actually had a really good heart to heart today. I'm going through all kinds of stuff. With my son, and it's just, it's getting pretty hard. But again, like, the only thing that we have control over is our reactions. The only thing that we have control over is our poise, is our patience, is our ability to continue to make the best decisions and not make irrational decisions when we feel thwarted. And ego can do that a lot. Ego can present a lot of illusions in front of you where, if you're getting in arguments with, like, someone, you're constantly feeling like, oh, they're attacking me, you know what I mean? But the real key that I'm trying to get across with this live, with everything, is to continue to push forward, to continue to make the best decisions you can, and to have faith that what is designed to play out will play out. Because the fact of the matter is, if you take care of what you need to today, the future will take care of itself. So just remember that. And if you are one of the people who are, you know, you feel like things are kind of crumbling and things are getting bad and things are just, they're not helping, like nothing's helping at all, and you're reaching a plateau, just remember, you know, it's darkest before the dawn. So it's going to be dark. It's going to be dark. But on the other side of that is absolute bliss. Like, because past all the fear, past all of the shadows is a gleaming beam of light that you just got to wait for, and you just got to have faith that it's there, and you got to have confidence, and you got to know that you are capable of doing things. You're not incapable of getting yourself out of your situation. All it takes is dedication, all it takes is accountability, all it takes is the right mindset, the right perspective, gratitude for today, all it takes is just consistently working on yourself and learning and growing, and like I said, you know, making the best decision that you possibly can. But thank you guys. Getting my daughter right now, I got to take her to therapy, and then yeah. But this is the first live that I ever did on my actual profile, so I think that's why you got it. I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you. I'm gonna do more of these on my actual profile. I think more people will
be kind of, I usually do them in my group because I have a group as well. But I'm not one to be like trying to push my group on anybody. So I'm going to start doing lives on my actual profile. Hopefully that helps people. I'm always going live on Instagram, so thought might as well start doing it on my profile as well. But yeah, good vibes, guys. I really hope you guys, thank you. I really appreciate that. A lot of people say I'm good at talking, and I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult. So thank you. I really appreciate that. In case anybody watches this post-production, I do live podcasts in my group as well. So if you guys want to ever tune in to a live podcast, I do those. Or I just maybe should start doing them on here. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. Good vibes. I hope everybody's having a great day. I hope everybody's doing well. And don't... See, that's a good idea. Let's just go live in the actual profile. I think more people are aware when you're actually going live on your profile. If that's what you mean. But Anna, if you are... I really appreciate you, watching. If you are, if you're going through a hard time as well, or if there's anything in your life going, don't give up. All right. I got you. You got my full support as well. Good vibes. And I hope you have a great, great rest of your day. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.